Evening, I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. President Donald Trump is pressuring Tennessee Republicans to redraw the state's congressional maps to eliminate its one remaining Democratic seat in the U.S. House. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports some Republicans are hesitant. As of this week, Memphis and its majority black voting bloc is no longer protected from gerrymandering. But that Supreme Court decision may have come too late to impact the city's lone Democratic seat for the midterms. Republican Senate Speaker Randy McNally says the timeline might not work out since the ballot has already been set. And with the majority of state lawmakers up for re-election, most legislators want to spend time campaigning in their own districts. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee would have to call a special session to consider new maps. On social media, President Trump said Lee was on board, but the governor has not yet committed. Proposed maps would split the city of Memphis into different GOP strongholds, similar to how Nashville lost its Democratic seat in 2022. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
$858 for two nights at a luxury hotel in Atlanta, $600 for a canceled reservation at the Waldorf Astoria in New Orleans, a $700 staff meal in Washington, D.C. that included sea bass and New York Strip. These are among the travel expenses for Metro Schools Superintendent Dr. Adrian Battle over the last 2 years. The total for that period ran to more than $19,000, according to WSMV, which reviewed receipts on Battle's district credit card. For comparison, the review found it's more than double what neighboring Williamson County's superintendent spent on travel, and it dwarfs the $700 Memphis school superintendent spent in that period. In a statement, the school district says travel is an important part of the superintendent's role so she can bring back best practices, strategies, and insights. It's 63 degrees and a little cloudy in Nashville. If you're hoping for more local news, you can tune into This is Nashville at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll also be airing an episode of Music Citizens at 6:30.